If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God. Welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We're going to talk about some of the jurisprudential topics of miscellaneous nature according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. And let me begin this episode with this question, Sheikh, if you don't mind. What is the duty of a woman whose husband's income is gained through Islamically illicit and impermissible means? Does she need to get a divorce?
Well, divorce is not necessary. It is not advisable. It's not a solution to the problem. So she must never contemplate a divorce, right? So long as she is not certain that the particular money for or property she is using is illegitimate, and gained illicitly by her husband, she is allowed to make use of that thing, whatever she is given. And of course, it's very difficult to be certain, 100% sure that the money given to the wife is haram. Maybe her husband is doing some haram or halal work, or maybe halal and haram work, both of them.
Yes.
So how does she know that the money given to her is haram? It's also not necessary for her to investigate and to try to understand
yes.
that the money given to her is haram or halal. Okay, she must rest assured that the money she is given is halal. Okay, and of course, she when it comes to one's being certain. Okay, she is obligated to refrain from using or benefiting from the money or property she is certain.
Yes.
If she is 100% sure that the money is given to her is haram, it is necessary for her to avoid using or benefiting from that money.
Yes. Okay. Well, is it permissible to play frame drums, otherwise known as dafs,
okay,
at women-only gatherings, let's say, for example, gatherings held for celebrating some feasts and festivals and festive religious ceremonies and weddings and religious services?
Well, there is a kind of controversy among scholars because of the narrations that have been passed on to the scholars. And there are various reports indicating that daf might be allowed, because in the past, for example, it's claimed, okay, that daf was played by some people in weddings and only by ladies in women-only gatherings. But when it comes to Ayatollah Khamenei's position, he is of the view that playing dafs,
yes,
in a way that causes one to be distanced from God, from Allah, and from spiritual and moral virtues, and to be drawn to sin and degradation is not allowed. Okay, and usually it tends to cause people to fall into some kind of sins.
Yes.
To be degraded. Yes. And not to mention the fact that it is not appropriate to play musical instruments on religious occasions and for celebrating the lives of the Prophet and his holy Ahl al-Bayt, even if the music is in line with canonic guidelines or the Sharia guidelines and can be deemed permissible.
Yes.
It is basically not appropriate, to be honest. Yes. And playing music is inconsistent with the sanctity and the holiness of their position and their status and their personages.
Yes. I see.
That's what the scholars have said, and not to mention also that even the custom of believers, the urf of the believers, do not accept such a thing.
Mm.
Playing music to celebrate the, for example, the birthdays of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, and also the Imams.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Shabid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature. With Sheikh Javid, of course, based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, you know, sometimes it happens that some people gain illicit money somewhere, and they gather and collect an amount of wealth, but a part of their conscience, in fact, you know, feels guilty, and then they think that as a way of compensation, they can find a Sayyid and pay a part or a charity from the same illicit money gained to just, as I said, to make up for, you know, their illicit money, basically. So is it permissible actually to offer this charity to a needy Sayyid this way?
Right. Of course, the answer is yes. Okay, it is permissible to offer this amount of money, which people generally term it as Radd Mazalim, right? And people, Shia Muslims know what Radd Mazalim means. It's a compound word used, it can be translated as charity, intended as compensation for wealth that one has illicitly appropriated or gained from any rightful owner. So if, for example, a person knows the owner from whom the money was illicitly obtained, it's necessary to return the money, right? But when the owner is not known and it's not possible to identify the owner, and the owner does not turn up, it's not even likely.
Yes.
So it's quite okay to return the money, the Radd Mazalim, to any poor Shia Muslims, whether that Shia Muslim is a Sayyid or a non-Sayyid, it makes no difference.
I see. Thank you very much. Let's take another break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker, we are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Sheikh Javed, I asked you a question before the break regarding the illicit or illegitimately gained money given as a way of compensation, or rather madalam, as you mentioned, as a kind of charity to a needy Sayyid. But what if there is some money actually found on the streets, let me say, like in the lanes or streets. Does the same rule apply to that? I mean, like, is it permissible to give this found money to a needy Sayyid?
Yes. Lost and found money, right?
Yes.
Lost and found money to a needy Sayyid. You're right. Well, of course, the answer is also in the affirmative. I should say, yes, it is permissible to give it to a Sayyid. It is charity. Of course, generally speaking, people understand, people know that giving charity to sadaqah is not permissible. But when this charity is wajib, like zakat al-fitr, cannot be given to a poor Sayyid. And that is the zakat of a non-Sayyid, that the zakat al-fitr of a non-Sayyid cannot be given to a Sayyid. Mm-hmm. And also the zakat which non-Sayyid people, Shia Muslims, might give, they cannot give their zakat to a Sayyid, right?
Right.
But this kind of charity, according to His Eminence, it is okay in the first place to give this found property. It could be money to a Sayyid. His Eminence says that the precaution, it's not an obligatory precaution.
Mm-hmm.
The precaution is to give it to a non-Sayyid person, charity. And this charity must be given on behalf of the owner. Assuming that the owner is Muslim, he has lost his property and he does not turn up. So we give that amount of money as charity on behalf of him, of the actual owner, to a Sayyid or a non-Sayyid. It's better to give it to a non-Sayyid.
But if you live in a non-Islamic country where the majority is supposed to be non-Muslim,
yes,
then
it doesn't make sense to give that money as charity on behalf of the non-Muslim owner.
Uh-huh.
They do not believe in such a thing. They are not Muslims. They do not.
That's the point.
Yeah, that's the point.
Okay,
and of course,
what should they do?
The thing is that the scholars, the religious authorities have said that it's better to give it to a Muslim, not even intending to eat as a charity, because charity should be given on behalf of the owner.
I see.
So it should be given to a needy Shia Muslim. And if a person wants to pick it up for himself, it's also even pick up when it's not likely, when it's not possible to find the owner. If the owner is non-Muslim and it's very much likely that you might find him, you have to look for him, give it to him, to the rightful owner. Be he Muslim or a non-Muslim, it makes no difference.
Isn't it necessary actually to publicly announce it? Like, for example, to have some ads and stick it to walls and trees and everywhere? Like, for example, there is some money found? Like, even in a non-Muslim country?
Of course, it is. It's when something is of a value which is more than one dinar, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay, we know that one dinar probably could be, could be like $1, right?
Right.
If it's like $1, you don't have to make an announcement because it will be very costly for you to announce. But if it's more than that, you have to make an announcement.
Yes.
And when the owner is not
found,
then it is... Then you should give it to the owner.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. And thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. From the rest of the crew, we wish you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
لا إله إلا تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي المميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا هو